I am Sunshine Like Live, and I am trying Pulsating Clouds, the Rarely Awesome, Never Dared, Out of the Mind, or Random Questionnaire. This is my second go at this because my cat decided she was going to walk across my laptop in the middle of it and somehow fuck up all my recording. Thank you, Miss Emily. And on top of that, I do have ferrets running around, so this will be fun. So first question is, how are you right now? And I'm pretty good for the most part. I got off work a little while ago, and it wasn't a bad day. Actually, no customers pissed me off. That was something amazing, because normally I'm going to fucking shank you if you keep asking me stupid questions. So, hey. Number two, when answering questionnaire, do you have answers ready, have an idea of the questions, or go in totally blind? This is my first time trying this, so maybe a little column A, column B, if that's not the laziest fucking answer you ever heard in your life, I guess. Three, what was your first submitted work on GWA, excluding comments and verifications? Were you proud of the outcome? Okay, so my first submitted work is my script, You're Pretty Enough to Be Raped, and this is seriously column A, column B. Do you have to do that right now, polar bear? Fucking asshole ferret. Okay, so my script, it was, yeah, I'm proud of it because I posted it and I managed to write it, even though it's, you know, not quite kosher. I'm happy with it. I got some really, really great script fills out of it, which just blew my fucking mind the first time that happened. Like, I was at work, and I was, like, looking at my phone going, are you serious? I gotta listen to this. Like, I gotta go, oh, I'm at work. And I tried to go in the break room and listen to it, but I felt like everyone could see me and know what I was doing. You know, I had earphones on, so I had to wait till my lunchtime and go out to my truck and listen to it on my earphones. And there's probably security footage of me just bouncing around in my fucking vehicle like a mad person. So, hey, all right. What is something in your life that you never thought would happen? I'm actually not that sure. I can't think of anything off the top of my head at the moment. I guess I never thought I'd be, like, living on my own at this point. Because, I mean, I'm going to be 26 this year. I mean, it should have happened. But before that, I was living pretty happily with my family. Then things happened and I just had to move out. I couldn't stay in the house any longer, and that's never ever thought that would happen to me, because I got along fantastically with my mother. But sorry, allergies are kicking my ass. Five, how old were you when you first fell in love with someone, and how did it feel? 16, 17, I ended up dating my best friend's younger brother, because I'm a fucking cougar apparently. And It was fucking shitty. I was happy at the time, but looking back, he was such a fucking asshole that I really shouldn't have put up with half the shit I put up with. Like, trying to make me jealous, starting crap with me when we're not even in the fucking same state. So yeah, fuck that. Fuck you, Jonathan, you're a fucking asshole. Six, what is one of your biggest fears, and tell us the story of you experiencing it? My biggest fear is probably being buried alive. And I haven't experienced that yet, so fucking keep it up. Yay. Seven, do you think you've heard the best music you have, or that some unknown track is out there to blow your mind? Yes and no, because right now there are some songs I listen to, and I love them so much they literally make my chest hurt. I will talk about this song all fucking day, and the Moth and the Flame. The Moth and the Flame. I almost forgot the band name. Red Flag, that's like my favorite song. I remember, like, the first time I saw them play live where it came on CD, like, I was gonna vomit. I was so, like, moved. But at the same time, I know there's probably something out there that'll make me feel even happier, even more emotional, and I just haven't heard it yet, and I can't fathom it yet. I don't fucking know what goes on my mind half the time. I don't know why I started this. All right, 8. At what point did your favorite TV series become your favorite TV series? Probably right now it's Stranger Things, and my favorite part was when Hooper goes, "So he's gay then?" And Joyce goes, "He's missing is what he is." And I was like, "I like her. She's cool. Good mom." So that's when it came my favorite TV series. That and probably when Barb died. I know everyone's really upset about that, and I am too, but it was still pretty fucking amazing. Just wowzers. All right. What is a weird, pointless talent that you have? How did you discover it? I don't really know if I have any pointless talents. I mean, I can roll my tongue, but that's just, you know, moving my lips. I don't think I'm a talentless freak, I guess. Oh my god, I have no talents. Oh my god, I'm just giving a minute to collect myself. How many of these questions do you think you've answered in other questionnaires? None. I can answer that one real fucking easily. None. Zero. So yeah. Bonus: you're recording an audio. Perform one of your favorite parts of from a film. Don't mention the film so we can guess. Fuck, I don't know. I'm not a good actor. This is why I'm a scriptwriter. I'm not a performer. Oh god. Oh. Get to the chopper. So. That one's easy. All right. That's my first questionnaire and probably my last because this is just me rambling like a fucking lunatic. My roommate probably thinks I'm insane. So, hi, Patrick. So, yeah, have a good Tuesday, Wednesday, I guess. Fuck it. I don't know. I'm hitting stop now. I'm sorry.